animosity and personal attachment. A rule for motives and acts. Neither animosity nor mere personal attachment should impel the motives or acts of the members of the Mother Church. This one sentence, obeyed and followed to its logical conclusion, is sufficient to bring us through the millennium. Anima, soul, life, the inner personality that is turned toward the unconscious of the individual, the feminine principle, especially as present in men. Animus, mind, spirit, intense dislike, hatred, animosity, purpose, intention, animating spirit, the masculine principle, especially as present in women. Animosity, a feeling of strong dislike, ill will, or enmity that tends to display itself in action. Personal attachment, any special relationship that one entertains to the exclusion of others. Mortal man believes that he possesses a personal soul, life, mind, and body capable of lust and hate that is animated by conscious or unconscious impulse. He is in a hypnotic state, entertaining himself. Animosity is evidence of a deep-seated sense of inadequacy that one would rather hide than correct. It is like the mental and material state of Cain that would kill his brother and offer God superfluous praise rather than admit his mistake and humbly wait on divine love to fill his mental void. The anima and animus of mortal mind and body would destroy you if it could. Hatred is sin forever missing the mark. All arrows of hatred break the first commandment because they prefer a personal self-managing ego over humble reverence and true brotherhood. Personal attachment appears to be more innocent but violates universal life and love. The moment we are enticed by someone or something and attempt to take possession of that one or thing, we have turned and gone astray. Just as light shines without judgment of what reflects it, so love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowals. Personal attachment is selfish. We insist that we are alive, that we think and act by some special power or gift within ourselves, and that we possess that life, power, and intelligence. Then we look outside ourselves with five so-called senses and pick and choose favorites. The moment we attempt to claim anything as ours, our money, our property, our family, our health or debility, our senses or body, we have stigmatized our spiritual growth and laid hold on mere personal attachment. Mind, spirit, does indeed inspire us to witness the substance of infinite intelligence. But that divine substance cannot be possessed. It is joyously lived. As these facts become apparent, we allow attachment to ourselves to fall away. Jesus said, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father." Giving up all personal attachments, he ascended to glorified being. Even a resurrected body in physical form violates this essential rule for motives and acts. Jesus also gave us a picture of what obedience to this rule will look like when he said, "There is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. Notice that wife is listed as an attachment to personal sense that is given up, but not restored. Also, the terms father and mother are replaced by mothers a hundredfold. Jesus knew that this privation of possessions would be repulsive to mortal mind, and that we would be persecuted, as he was, when leaving all for Christ and science. Mind has no repulsive properties. Only adhesion, cohesion, and attraction are properties of mind. Love is ever active and attractive, and truth is the perfect way to remove whatever is offensive. In science, divine love alone governs man, and a Christian scientist reflects the sweet amenities of love in rebuking sin, in true brotherliness, charitableness, and forgiveness. The members of this church should daily watch and pray to be delivered from all evil, from prophesying, judging, condemning, counseling, influencing, or being influenced erroneously. Delivered from animosity and personal attachment, we know our divine origin, for we are love fulfilled. No animosity. Any member who shall unjustly aggrieve or vilify the pastor emeritus or another member, or who does not live in Christian fellowship with members who are in good and regular standing with this church, shall either withdraw from this church or be excommunicated. No personal attachment to Mary Baker Eddy. The Golden Rule. A member of the Mother Church shall not haunt Mrs. Eddy's drive when she goes out, continually stroll by her house, or make a summer resort near her for such a purpose. No attachment to personal family. Students with Mrs. Eddy. Students employed by Mrs. Eddy at her home shall not take care of their churches or attend to other affairs outside her house.